Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yeah, you guys charged my Visa card, 6732, and I didn't make that charge.
All right. Well, we are a third-party call center that do stand in for online merchants. I can see if we have an account for you. May I have your zip code, please?
04627, Daniel Morey.
Thank you for that.
Can you tell me what the merchant was?
All right, I do have that account pulled up for security purposes. Can I get you to verify that shipping address for me, please?
504 Sunshine Road, Deer Isle, Maine, 04627.
All right, thank you for that. Give me one moment for everything to load up here, and I'll be able to tell you the merchant that billed.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it's for a backpack I bought. They said was free and just pay shipping and handling of $7.95, and they charged me the whole damn price for it.
Okay. Now, did you read the full terms and conditions that went along with that offer during that time?
I did, and it said right on there, crossed right out, and it says, we found more of them, and we're giving those away free, too, and just pay shipping and handling, and it's a military friggin' backpack. And I called Capital One, and I got charged none. I didn't get charged a $7.95, and it was $67.32, and I'm like, no, didn't do that.
Okay. All right, so, yes, sir, it does look like it is for that technical bag, but it's not the technical bag that you're being charged for. The reason why I asked if you read the full terms and conditions that went along with that offer is because it looks like this was a gift, a welcoming gift, accepting you onto a online discount shopping store in which they sent out a $125 voucher monthly to your email.
No. Can I get a refund and cancel that?
All right, I can go ahead and get that canceled for you on today. Allow me one moment. Let me speak to the supervisor as far as the credit goes.
Thank you.
All right, so I did get that account canceled for you. That will put a stop to any future orders from coming out. I also spoke to the supervisor about that refund as well, and he did say that I can credit a partial back on today, which will be 50%.
You know what's funny about that is I have a confirmation email that they charged me, they said, $7.95. And now I was charged the $67.32. And there's no $7.95 even on Capital One, they told me. So it's total bogus.
Well, you wasn't charged $7.95. You were charged $5.74.
I know, but they sent me, like I thought I was paying, they sent me a confirmation email saying I only paid $7.95.
And that was for the technical bag?
Yeah, the military technical bag. I was getting it for my son for his birthday. Because it was so cheap, it was that price, and then it said free today, $7.95 only, shipping and handling. And I have the confirmation email, so I should get total refund. They lied.
All right, give me one moment.
Hell, I'll send them back the bag. I don't want it. gotten it, but.
All right, so I did get approved to go ahead and refund that charge in full for you on today. Allow it 2 to 3 business days to show back up into your account. And I also have a confirmation email for you, confirmation number for you as well.
Nice. Will I get sent an email or just this confirmation?
The confirmation number, and you should receive a refund email.
Okay, thank you so much. You've been a great help.
You're welcome. That confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 260-937-265.
C260-937-265.
That is correct.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Tarnisha.
Tarnisha with a T?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Thank
That's
you.
Different. Okay, have a great day.
You do the same, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks for being up this early.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Right.